Chapter 13, Devotional 10, A Moment of Truth, Letting Go of Hurt and Disappointment. The Lord, therefore, be judge and decide between you and me, and may he see and plead my cause and deliver me from your hand. When David had finished speaking these words to Saul, Saul said, Is this your voice, my son David? Then Saul lifted up his voice and wept. He said to David, You are more righteous than I, for you have dealt well with me while I have dealt wickedly with you. That was a reading from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 15 through 17. In the verses leading up to this passage, we read that Saul's back was turned to David. In an instant, David could have taken his life. Instead, he reached out and cut off the bottom of Saul's robe. A few minutes later, overwhelmed with shame and sorrow, David calls out to Saul and confesses what he had done. These verses capture part of their conversation. For me, this moment was played out the day that I sat on my dad's bed as he lay dying of cancer. For the first time in decades, we sat, held each other, talked, cried, shared from our hearts. The weight of years of regret, guilt, anger, hurt, disappointment, struggle, and conflict suddenly disappeared and no longer mattered. We silently agreed to let go of our broken past, celebrate and enjoy each other in the moment. In the moment, we did these things. First, we created a new reality with new rules of behavior, a reality free of expectations, promises, apologies, excuses, and regrets. Second, we chose to forgive, love, and cherish each other unconditionally as father and son. Third, we chose to accept and overlook each other's brokenness, faults, and differences. We were finally at peace. In the moment, I came to understand David and Saul's interaction as I recalled Paul's treatise on love written to the church in Corinth. His words showed me God's heart. They softened my heart and became real and changed me. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Most of all, in the moment of truth with my dad, I learned that love never fails. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you the truth of his love regarding a difficult relationship in your life. Remember, God is love, and his love will never fail you. Lord, thank you for your unconditional love and the healing power of your love. Jesus, help me to show forgiveness, love, and compassion to others. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.